Perry. Bloody hard work being an estate agent in 2018. Talk to me.
I've always said it's really easy to be an estate agent, but it's bloody hard to be a great one.
Go on.
You can coast, then you just get answer a few calls and make a decent living. To do it amazingly well, it takes a relentless commitment, relentless principles, and throw in the mix a tough market that we're going to be in, and then you've got to change your ways.
Do you think it's going to be tough?
Yeah.
Next few years? It's almost coming back to what it was in 09, 10, wasn't it?
Well, here's the thing, right? It's going to be tough, but it's going to be good, because I would like to see
it. Oh, no. Tough and good, what do you mean?
Well, tough is good for you. It makes you change and makes you change your ways and stretches you and pushes you and mental health and all that kind of stuff. And it'd be good because I would like to see a consistent 5, 6, 7 year market, if one ever exists. We've been through so many short cycles lately that I'd just like to know where everyone stands, get a nice formula that works and just grow.
How do you think most estate agents are feeling at the moment? You talk to a lot.
Yeah, I think there's...
Do you think they're in a good place? Or a bad place? Or indifferent?
I think there's a mixture out there. I think there's people that appear to be in a good place and they're really not. People that are in a good place and they really are. And I just think it's all right for things not to be going all right.
What do you mean by that?
I don't think, you know, I've had and always having. It's a daily challenge running a business, and I think there's business owners out there and also estate agents who are really struggling and don't know what to do. Like, don't know where to go, don't know the best thing to do.
What, can't see the wood for the trees?
Yeah, I think there's, I'm really vocal on this, but there's guys that think the solution is adding a bolt-on online service.
Oh.
They're just going to cause themselves more trouble, in my view. But this is what I like about this industry, is there's so many different ways you could be doing stuff now. Only one will prevail, and time will tell.
What do you think that'll be? Do you think it'll be the online model, the high street model, the hybrid model, the personal agent model, or all of them?
I think a mixture of all. There'll always be a Savills, a Knight Frank, a Hamptons, a really well-regarded local agency office on the high street. There'll always be someone offering sat for 99 quid or how much it is
online. There always has been, hasn't there?
There always has been. There'll always be hybrid agents like us. But I think predominantly if you look at, I look at it from growth point of view. There's not what.
Let's come back to the original question.
Yeah.
What are the struggles of being an estate agent in 2018? What do you think they're going to be? Is it the online threat? Is it the market? Is it fees?
Yeah, market, fees and competition.
Okay, let's have a look at those three issues then.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's do the market first.
Can't control it, adapt to it.
Fees.
Say no, put them up.
What about the last one?
Competition? Hmm. You ain't got any.
What do you mean, no competition? You're talking daft, aren't you?
No. Whether I'm pig-headed enough or it's good strategy, there is no competition. There's other estate agents, but
yes.
They're not competition to me because we do things our way, they do things our way. You just got to get that across to the client.
Do you think people worry about what other people are doing more than what they should actually be worrying about themselves?
Yeah, massively. And I fall into that trap sometimes. I would like to check in every now and then to see what someone else is doing because that's how we...
Humans.
Yeah, and I've got nothing original. I just copy Australia.
Interesting.
I don't copy England because I don't think England has got anything to give. Broad terms, you know, there's some great agents doing great things. They're great trainers, great consultants, great coaches. But it's tough because we've made it tough by making our whole industry a commodity, and now we've got to get ourselves out of it.
Okay, maybe we could talk about that in the next video.
Love to.
What? How we can learn from the Aussies?
Yeah.
Put a few snakes on the Barbie. Right, here we go. Here's the next video.